Welcome to another New Wave Heroes. And on this show, there's music from Blondie, The Jam, The Beat, The Stranglers, Madness, The Pretenders, and loads more. In fact, every track is from January 1980. Our classic album is Gary Numan's The Pleasure Principle, and also I'll have a fun look at some readers' letters sent into the music press January 1980. And there's a reason for that, and I'll explain more after this.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
The Skids and Working for the Yankee Dollar with the late great Stuart Adamson on guitar before he went on to form Big Country. Right, something a little quirky for this show, but bear with me. Recently I came across some photos I'd taken on New Year's Day 1980 and I wondered what music I would have been listening to at that time. It was the first day of a new decade and I had my whole life ahead of me. Little did I know that I was in for the ride of my life, and the next few years would be, as Modern Romance once sang, the best years of my life. So here goes with some tracks from either my own record collection at the time or songs that were playing on the radio, January 1980.
Only the best music.
My girl's mad at me. I didn't wanna see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me, but I like to stay here and watch TV on my own. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? 'Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way.
So My Girl is a song by British ska pop group Madness from the debut album One Step Beyond. And the song was released as a single on the 21st of December 1979. And it spent 10 weeks on the UK singles chart, peaked at number 3. Mike Barson, the keyboard player in Madness, now he wrote the song whilst working driving a van and delivering bananas. And that's a true story. He was teamed up with a co-worker who was always banging on about My Girl did this and My Girl did that. So Barson took the phrasing to write a song about his own experiences with his girlfriend at the time. And when the group performed the song on Top of the Pops in January 1980, they were the first band of the new decade performing on the TV show. Here's Blondie.
Great music, great memories.
Restaurant
goes Blondie and Dreaming, and that's from their fourth album, Eat to the Beat. And the song features a very active drum performance by drummer Clem Burke. And he claims he didn't expect it to make the final recording. Well, Clem, it did, and it's there for all time, and for future generations to hear what a great drummer you are. The only problem with that is, every time he plays live now, he has to reproduce it.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Got this in pocket. Got pedal. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detailed leaning. No reason, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Listening to New Wave Heroes, and that was The Pretenders with Brass in Pocket, and that was their biggest hit, and it reached number one in the UK singles chart, and it got to number 14 on the US Billboard Hot 100. And the video that went with that song was the seventh video aired on MTV when it was launched on the 1st of August 1981. How about that? But I don't think you'd win a pub quiz with that silly factoid. Now here's a couple of tracks for anyone who loves two-tone and ska. And on the other side of these two, I'll be reading some fun readers' letters sent into the music press January 1980.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
I'm not afraid to
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard The Specials with Monkey Man, and then The Beat, or The English Beat as they became after the name change, with Tears of a Clown. Okay, it's time for our look at the retro mailbag with Dear Editor, and these are from Smash Hits magazine, 24th of January 1980. Dear Editor, I was horrified at the concert Blondie gave at the Glasgow Apollo, which was shown on the Old Grey Whistle Test. At first I didn't even believe it was Debbie Harry singing at all, and she made a right mess of Dreaming and Heart of Glass. I felt really sorry for all her fans, who paid for what they thought might be a good concert. Buck up, Deb, you are hopeless. And that letter was sent in from a very disappointed Blondie fan, Belfast. Dear Editor, listen, you lot, that's all in capitals, how dare you place your calendar offer token and application form directly behind the photo of Gary Numan's torso. Now, as a result of my sister's enthusiasm to participate in the offer, both she and Gary Numan are decapitated and chestless. I hope this short-sightedness will not occur in the future. And that letter was sent in by a devoted Gary Numan nose, mouth, chin and chest fan, Bristol. Dear Editor, well, if everyone wants Glenn Tilbrook, I Bagsy, Stuart Adamson, Stuart Copeland and Simon Crow. I'm not fussy which one, just put them in an envelope and send them to me. And that letter was sent in by a Skids Police and Rats maniac, East Sussex. Dear Editor, I would like to comment on the recent interview with The Clash's Joe Strummer. Joe Strummer may be fond of putting down Bob Geldof and Sting, but he doesn't know what he's on about. At one time, The Clash were really good. But as far as their new image, they're rock and roll now. They meant something to us punks at one time, but now it's bands like Crass that know what they're doing. So Joe Strummer better get his facts right next time. And that was sent in from a punkette. Very angry one there, by the sounds of it. Dear Editor, okay, own up. Who did the article on the Sex Pistols in the last issue? Reading that was bliss. You really slashed straight through the BS, talked about them by people like McLaren, and gave us the truth. Behind that print was someone who knew just what they were saying. And that was sent in by the kid with the boring name. And the final one for this show, Dear Editor, I'm writing to argue with Richard Gerling from Harwich, who wrote, as far as I see, these mods don't care a toss about music. Well, all I can say is that you must be pretty short-sighted. I became a mod because I liked the music. It was only later I discovered that there was a style of dress to go with it as well, and that pleased me even more. Okay, so I dress mod, but only to let people know I'm a mod. I think when punk first came in, people went around with ripped clothes and multicoloured hair because it was a new craze. So don't say this fashion thing is only to do with us mods. And that was sent in from a true mod, Grimsby. So there's a few letters from Smash Hits January 1980. So I'll play this one for the Skids, Rats and Police Maniac, whoever you were out there. We'll be right back. There goes the Police with Walking on the Moon, and that was released as the second single from their debut album, Regatta de Blanc, from November 1979. And I remember that being on the radio for weeks. Did you buy the album? I did. And it went on to become the band's second number one hit in the UK. After this next track from The Jam, there's a short retro ad break, and then a look at Newman's classic album, The Pleasure Principle. Don't go anywhere.
Retro never sounded so good.
The big Woolworths sale for hundreds of bargains right through the store. Look into the Woolworths sale and save yourself pounds.
I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Always, always.
I'm trying to give it up, but it's one of those nights.
Always, always,
always lemonade. I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Always.
Always lemonade.
Always
lemonade.
Right, so it's time for our classic album, and this time around it's Gary Newman's The Pleasure Principle, which was his debut album as Newman. His previous work went under the name Tubeboy Army, and the album has been described as featuring synth pop, electro pop, new wave and electronica, and I would agree with all of that. And if you're into your synths and your keyboards, which I'm sure you are if you're listening to this show, the Polymoog and its Vox Humana preset features throughout the album. So if you want to sound like Newman, that's the secret. But don't tell anyone, I told you, just keep it between us. I'll share some more facts about the album after this.
Classic albums.
Tracks
track was called Tracks, and it was the first track on side two of The Pleasure Principle. Remember having to flip an album over after about 20 odd minutes? Now, the title of the album was taken from the surrealist painting The Pleasure Principle by René Magritte, so check that out to see if you can spot the influence. And a Record Mirror review at the time thought that Newman had repeated the formula from Replicas and criticised the songs for being too cold and detached. Quote, "Detachment and distance are painstakingly sewn into every track. Newman's affected android voice and his lumbering synthesizers infiltrate your mind, leaving you numbed and clogged." Well, I've never felt numbed or clogged when I've listened to Newman, have you? This is such a great album, it's a struggle to know what to play next. I won't play the obvious, which is Cars. I nearly went with fan favorite Metal, but I'm gonna play Me, which is the fifth and final track on side one. This really shows off that Polymoog Vox Humana preset. Newman!
Classic albums.
Thank you.
How good is that, hey? The main riff in that was sampled and used in Basement Jack's Where's Your Head At? Do you remember that? Alongside other samples of Newman's This Wreckage. Now that's a pub quiz music RAM winner right there. You can have that one. So there's two main music influences in my life. Firstly, Mark Bolan, when I saw T-Rex on Top of the Pops in the early 70s for the first time. That was it. Something went ping in my brain and there was no going back. And the second, Gary Numan. And again, the first appearance on Top of the Pops with our friends Electric blew my mind. Inspired me to buy a Moog synth and make music. You can listen back to past shows where I tell the story of me bumping into him in Tesco's. This is New Wave Heroes and a January 1980 special. Here's another of my favourite bands, a fun story about them after this.
Totally awesome 80s.
And Duchess from their fourth studio album, The Raven, which had a great 3D cover, I recall. Now, I used to have that, but car boot sales have got a lot to answer for, don't you think? So here's a fun Stranglers story. I used to watch them live every chance I got, mostly at the Rainbow in London, but on this occasion, the Ipswich Gaumont, as it was then. I went with my mate Rob. One minute we were jumping up and down at the front. I was always at the front. I turned around and he was gone. The next thing, I saw him run on stage and jump onto Hugh Cornwell's back. And at the same gig, someone threw a pint at JJ Bunnell, so they pulled him out of the audience onto the stage and mashed a banana into his bum. That's a true story. You don't get stories like that on any other show, do you?
Yeah. that you were never coming. 17, completely new sensations. Someone's dreams created your perfection. Makes your scene. Now you're caught in a reflection. 17. She's a beautiful mutation. We sow the seeds of a future generation. Boys love future girls.
Tracks in a row there. First you heard Living by Numbers from New Music, spelt with a K, and that one was 17 by the Regents. I bet you haven't heard that for a while, probably 40 odd years. And that was the Clean Radio and TV edit. Check out the saucy original lyrics online if you want. Here's the Clash.
Flashback. Flashback.
Yeah, error, but I have no fear, cause love London is drowning.
There's The Clash and London Calling, which was in the charts in January 1980, and that almost brings us to the end of this show. I hope you have enjoyed listening as much as I have putting it together. Some great music and memories there from January 1980 and the start of an amazing decade in music history. I'll leave you with the Boomtown Rats and Someone's Looking At You, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Some radical views or some liberal wish.